In the midst of a still rocky financial landscape, one suburban Philadelphia county is investing in the arts as a path to a more vibrant local economy. This fall, Montgomery County unveiled Creative Montco, an initiative created by a collaboration of cultural groups, county government, community planners and business education and foundation leaders. The 10-year master plan for cultural and economic development is based on findings from a year of community research, including interviews, surveys, town hall meetings and other feedback about the role that arts and culture play in people's lives. Now WRTI's Susan Lewis explores the ways in which this suburban county is planning for a bright cultural and economic future.
Montgomery County stretches northwest from Philadelphia, spanning 487 square miles. With roughly 800,000 residents, it's the third most populous of the 67 counties in Pennsylvania. Among its 380 nonprofit arts and culture providers are historic landmarks, a national park, and 170 performing and visual arts groups and museums. That the county has a wealth of arts and culture is the number one finding of the Creative Montco Master Plan for Cultural and Economic Development, assembled after a year of research. Yet this thriving arts and culture community is not rich in resources, says Montgomery County Community College President Karen Stout, chair of the Creative Montco Steering Committee.
About a third of them only have budgets of about $25,000. So they need technical assistance to do business planning, they need technical assistance to do fundraising, to find pockets of collaboration that will help them thrive rather than just barely survive.
If arts and cultural, particularly the nonprofit sector, are going to survive, they need a mix of earned revenue and unearned revenue. They need a variety of support.
Philip Horn is the executive director of the State Arts Agency, the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a funder of Creatively Speaking, which has been assisting counties in developing cultural plans. So far, there are only a handful: Lackawanna, York, Erie, and Waynesboro. In contrast,
if you go out west or even some of our neighbor states like New York, Ohio, and Maryland, it's typical that a community of any size would have a local arts agency. It might be a nonprofit, but it would typically have some kind of a mandate from the county commission or the town or township or city.
The Creative Montco Master Plan recommends the formation of such a local, centralized agency and a workforce development plan. The goal? To create a cultural infrastructure.
To help the arts and culture organizations thrive, to create an infrastructure to help boroughs and townships that are interested in using the arts for economic development revitalization, and an infrastructure for awareness and marketing, branding identity, so that those arts and culture organizations aren't doing it independently, they can hook to something larger.
A local arts agency would help the arts with coordination, resources, and clout.
If there's a connection to government, well, they have enormous resources, they have access to data, they also have plans. And, you know, I think that the next iteration is to make sure that arts and culture are part of planning, so that a county that is doing planning thinks about how do the arts and culture affect what we do? How can they enhance what we do?
How the arts benefit the county is documented. The Creative Economy Report, Montco's Creative Edge 2012, found that the creative sector employs over 36,000 people, 6.2% of all jobs in the county, and growing. In addition, culture and creativity can help create a vibrant sense of place, bringing people to downtown areas.
For example, in Wilkes-Barre, the theater, the F.M. Kirby Center, what does downtown Wilkes-Barre look like when the Kirby is open? I'll tell you what it looks like. There's cars, there's people, it's safer. What's it like when it's closed? It's empty. Which one do you want?
The arts, says Horn, can also enrich non-art sectors.
Think about all of the things that the county is involved in: healthcare, education, you know, transportation, infrastructure issues. I mean, all of these things have the potential to benefit from and connect to the arts. If you're going to build something, you're going to design it. If you're going to design it, it might as well be good design. It might as well be welcoming. It might as well be entertaining.
Creative Montco defines the creative sector to include self-employed artists, musicians, and designers, as well as cultural organizations such as the Keswick Theater, the Bryn Mawr Film Institute, the Abington Arts Center, and the John James Audubon Center. Creative commercial businesses, including architects, photography services, galleries, and furniture designers, and arts programs in colleges and universities. all of these businesses employ people. Montgomery County Community College President Karen Stout says the Creative Montco Master Plan envisions promoting essential communication among the various industry sectors.
The report talks about trying to find ways to nurture and tend and grow by having networking events that will connect professionals in those creative industries.
The next step, says Stout, is to find funding to move Creative Montco from concept to reality, with Montgomery County Community College playing a key role.
And the idea in the plan is that the college would incubate Creative Montco as an entity for the first 3 years in our Center for Entrepreneurial Studies and treat it as if it's an emerging business.
And the arts themselves? Well, art can exist anywhere, says Philip Horn.
It isn't this sort of hothouse orchid that, you know, needs the most delicate kind of care. It's like this nutritious weed that'll grow in any crack, anywhere. You know, it can't be stopped. It emerges there. It emerges everywhere because it's an expression of being a human being. And the arts create meaning for people. And that is so powerful. And, you know, anybody trying to improve their community who isn't looking at the arts is really missing some great opportunities.
Pennsylvania Council on the Arts Executive Director Philip Horn ending that report by WRTI's Susan Lewis.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.